so far helped you appreciate it more?
It's good. It's really it's just a lot of the same ideas, but a little bit formatted in a different way.
Okay. I wanted to start the neck where he goes into the body of the sefer. I mentioned earlier that he, the Mesillas Yesharim now establishes that the order how he's going to explain the Seder of Avodas Hashem is in an order which is attainable, and it's attainable because it's going to be a process of step by step through this process that he's describing. So he brings a brisa. And he's gonna go with the Braisi. The Braisi says, Torah may be the day Zahirus. Torah brings a person to Zahirus. Zahirus means being careful in his ways. Zahirus may be the day Zrizus. Then Zrizus brings to Nikius. Nikius the day Precious. Precious may be the day Tahara. Tahara may be the day Chasidus. Chassidus may be the day Anava, Anava may be the day Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim may be the day Kedusha, Kedusha may be the day Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh may be the day Tchias HaMeis. Okay? So he has chapters about all these things. Zehirus, Zrizus, Nikius, Precious, Tahar. The question that we had was that he started off with Torah Mevili Day. Zimus. The problem is that the sefer does not have a chapter dedicated to Torah. So it's very weird because he missed the Torah part. Now, he does throw it in a few other areas, but like it's weird that he doesn't actually, have a chapter dedicated to that. So fascinatingly, that's a word. In the Seder Vikuach, which is the other print of the Maaseh Yesharim, he actually does have a chapter called Torah.
In the summary, does he list Torah as one of the qualities?
It's the first one, no?
Not in my.
Where that is?
And then the rice he mentions, but not in the chapters.
Yes, that's the problem. Because if you look in the Brisa, where does he bring the Brisa?
I don't think he brings the price. End of the tunnel. Did he bring it in your book? Or you have the same book as
Same as you.
Huh?
Same as you.
Oh, same as me.
Yeah.
Does he bring in the price there?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
He brings it here on page 18.
Yeah.
He brings the price. You see, the first thing is Torah, page 18. So here. I'm going to read the way the Ramchal explains the Yisrael of Torah. You have to learn Torah. Without that, you cannot reach any sort of higher level. Because
you say, sorry, I don't know if it was Lima Torah or what exactly we've meant in the price.
yeah, but here it says,
But here,
but
I'm saying when you just read the price, it's you say, third new days, years.
you know what it means.
Right.
Of the Hainian, why is that so? He could borrow Shavaris Adam with some boy Ayetzara. So here he brings what he's going to bring later in his Yosef that a Kushbor who made a Yetzara, he made a Torah Tavlin, which means he made the Torah, the spice, the antidote, the whatever you want to call it, Tavlin, for the Yetzara. So Mimela, the creator of the Yetzara, knows what the best antidote for the Yetzara is. And that's number one. Since Hashem is the one that made the Yetzirah, and he tells us Torah is the ain thing of egg, the only way to address and hold back and the Yetzirah, then it's obvious that's the only Yetzirah we have. But I want to explain it even a little bit further.
Okay.
Something a little deeper. Hashem's ways are a lot taller, a lot greater, a lot bigger than the ways of mankind. Okay? And therefore, if we want to have shlemus, we can't just be the best mankind can be. Because if we're only going to be the best mankind, the best according to the seichel of man, then we're never going to reach the best in the seichel of Hashem. That's a ruchnias dikka concept. What we need to do is we have to understand and become a little bit more spiritual. If we become more spiritual, then our neshama can become more shalim in a spiritual way. Otherwise, what happens? We want to become a shalim, a good person. So you're very limited to what is considered good. What's considered good? Well, good means having good values, etc. But that's only a piseichel. You would be missing the ability to become good in a godly way.
You know, right?
But you have no connection to that. The only way to become good in a godly way is by learning Torah. Because that connects us with a certain level of godliness. Okay? So, it's not enough in order to protect himself from the Yetzirah. That he's aware of what it means, you know, good values, the way the way the Goyim teach good values. It's not going to be enough. You need a certain godliness in understanding Shlemus. Shakin nitna min hashemayim. And that's why it's min hashemayim. V'shalahi yochel li'imotze adam ba'aretz. It would be impossible for a person on earth, av she'achochum gadol b'yoyse, even if he's the wisest man, she'achol l'sadar oyse b'derach she'isdur min ha'boyerim. So let's analyze this in draft letter. Shlemus, in a secular, non-Torah way, means that you're very considerate to other people, basically. I would think that's basically the most you can basically define shlemus as. But it's very little about self. It's just how you deal with other people. Basically, be a considerate person. That's really what a shalem is. Nothing else really matters, right? What we consider shalem is totally different. What we consider shlemus is, shlemus is when a person is in touch with his neshama more than his guf. That's what shlemus is. The more that a person is in touch with their neshama, and they're living with their neshama, and not with their guf, that is considered an adam shalom. Because he's living with his tachlis, with the goal. We are about the neshama. We are spiritual people. We're connected to Hashem. We are people that are going to live in Olam HaBo with our neshama. The guf is really just not really part of the equation. Obviously, when a person doesn't have their guf, the very first step in not having a guf in the way is that you're considerate to other people. That's like the tip of the iceberg. That's not shlemus. That's not the whole thing. You're considerate of other people. Why? Because if you're in touch with your neshama, in the world of the neshama, we're all one. We're all part of one thing. It's only in the world of guf, my guf is not part of your guf. In the world of the neshama, my neshama and your neshama are connected. So if I am a guftic person, then I see myself separately from you. And now I have to decide, do I like you, do I not like you? Do I want to give you, do I not want to give you? But if I view myself as a neshama, you as a neshama, then we're really one. Then of course I'm considerate to you. As the Altman Kelm says, why noisem ba'olam chavero is so important. Noisem ba'olam means joining in someone's pain. Right? Why is it important to feel someone else's pain? Because that's a raya that you're living a neshama dikah life. Because if you're too busy with your guf, you won't be able to get out of your guf to feel his pain. Because I'm separate from you. So I'll be considerate and all that, but I won't actually feel bad for you. So basically, without Torah, it's basically impossible to get out of a guf dikah life. So if it's impossible to get out of a guf dikah life, you can't really reach shleimus. What shleimus will you have? Basically, like I said, you could have a secular definition of it, but this idea that a person for a long time I struggled with this idea, to be honest with you. I didn't understand. I read the stories about Rabban Leib Shneider. Now, not so many Gedolim that we have recently done. We have these stories, but Rabban Leib, there was a whole avoda, an entire avoda that he had of precious, of like distancing himself from taking pleasure from this world, which sounds very like. But he, you know. Someone told me that one time he was standing by Rabban Leib, and he came and he said that we're having a very hard time during Shavuos getting tomatoes for the yeshiva. We have a yeshiva and we get tomatoes from Chutz La'aretz. They don't want to be selling Mechaneter and Mechira, and to get right to Beis Din is very complicated. So the only tomatoes that we have are from Chutz La'aretz, and it's getting very hard for us to get tomatoes. Could we be soymech to serve tomatoes? Could we be soymech? Would we rely on this heter or that heter? So apparently, like hems and haws a little bit, and he says, "Tell the bacher that I didn't have a tomato in 50 years. I haven't had a tomato in 50 years. We only survived without a tomato for a few months." So. But he made like a whole dogish of this. So it was always like, why? Why is that such a whole thing? The answer is because that is mamish everything in a way. Because it makes a person less focused on guf and much more focused on the shump, which is shleimus. That is our shleimus.
What are
There's other places.
Is there steps to that? Is there like steps here? Is
Yeah, yeah,
there
yeah, 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 yeah.
a safer about the steps too?
You're holding it.
Really?
Yeah, because look at the seventh level is precious. Precious means an ability to really focus on only neshama. Now, by other gedolim, I feel like it was also true, but it was more like they didn't care. It's like I don't know what shaykh is talking about that. But by him, it was like a whole avodah. He told me the same guy. That he was in the hospital, he was already over 100. And everything eating was complicated, whatever. And he wanted to get some stuff in his system. So he wanted to give him pudding. The vanilla pudding. So he's like holding the pudding back and forth. He's about to eat it. And he's like, I've been fighting against this thing for 100 years. I'm not giving it up. No, I'm giving it up now.
Who was that?
Rabban
Oh,
Leibstein. In other words, but what's the idea of it? That's a very high level because you don't want, but the idea of it is the more a person's focused on guf, they cannot be focused on neshama. And this concept is impossible for someone that has no shaychus to Torah to understand. You could try to explain, this is the highest level. You try to explain that to a goy or non-Bluh. It's impossible. Why? Why is that? Well, what's the big deal? I'm a nice guy. I'm considerate. I give charity. I help other people. I go visit people, the sick in the hospital. What's the big deal if I like sushi? Like, who cares?
Cool.
I also feel like that. I'm not saying I'm not on the level, but in Yiddishkeit, there is a difference because that's not really shleimus. To be put to
Wow, that's great, though. Oh. Is it on most of the messages?